Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. And today on the program, we're going to be highlighting education for the entire show. We're going to be talking with our folks from Pottawatomie County Schools up first, and then Manhattan Area Technical College later on in the program. Joining us here for our first two segments, we have the superintendents of Rock Creek and Wamego Schools in Rock Creek. That would be Kevin Logan. He joins us via Zoom. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Good to talk to you here. And then from Wamego, Interim Superintendent Greg Mann joins us via Zoom as well. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us.
You bet. Always a pleasure to get an update on what's going on in Pottawatomie County Schools. This is a busy time of year for activities. I know that. Why don't we start there and kind of talk about what's going on at each of your districts. We'll start with Kevin.
Oh, Brandon, a lot of things going on. I'm going to start with Christmas concerts, and I do not have all the dates in front of me, but so I am going to reference people to our rockcreekschools.org website. Check the calendar there. But we do have elementary concerts upcoming in St. George and in Westmoreland. Next week, I believe, at the middle school, we have our winter program. And then I believe it may be the last week that we have before Christmas break on the 20th, I believe, is the high school program. So really a lot of good quality entertainment at a much larger scale than what we've been able to offer for a couple of years now due to the pandemic. So I really invite people to come out and watch how talented our kids are. A couple of weeks ago, the high school put on their production of Mary Poppins as a musical. It was just tremendous. If you didn't make it out to watch that, you really missed some very, very good high school performers, advanced high school performers. So really, a lot of things happening in our what we would call our co-curricular areas. And then all the extracurriculars are going full steam ahead right now with middle school girls basketball actually wrapping up their season, middle school wrestling wrapping up their seasons within this next week. And then high school basketball and wrestling got going this past Friday night for us. With basketball, and Saturday wrestling had a tournament out in Hoxie, Kansas, and had several medalists out of that tournament. So they've got a really good start to their seasons going also. So just a lot of activities within schools as we head into winter break here.
All right. Good to hear. Yeah, we didn't have a lot of concerts last year. And so I got to think these students are probably itching to get back in front of an audience and perform.
You know, I think they're ready to get out and perform. And I think our community, when they get back into the flow of things, you're going to see what they've missed and what these performances really mean to our small communities. A lot of times our schools, you know, are the, I don't want to say the only game in town, but they are the thing that brings our community together along with, you know, their civic groups and their churches. But our schools are a focus that almost everyone in the community is part of. And to not have that available last year and to have it this year is really, really important.
All right. Well, Greg, what about some activities over in Wamego? What you got going on over there?
I would concur with what Kevin says. We had our secondary Christmas concert Monday night, and it was 6:30. We had the middle school band and vocal, and they performed in the high school auditorium. And then about 7:30, 7:40, we had the high school band and vocal performed in the high school gymnasium. And Mr. Richmond, the band instructor, kind of emceed both of the concerts, and he made the comment about, isn't it nice to be back, be able to have live music, and basically almost got a standing ovation because, yeah, people were ready to be back and doing these kinds of things. Wonderful concert. You know, we have super talented kids. We had our musical a couple of weeks ago also, and it was we took part in that one that was being done around, I think, around the world, the Everybody Sing concert. And so we took part in that and had got some very talented young people for sure. Basketball is underway. Played our first game last night. We had to postpone a game that we were supposed to have played last week. We postponed that to next week. But they opened up last night. Boys, unfortunately, lost. Girls won. We had started wrestling. We went to Abilene last week and wrestled a duel. Then we also hosted our invitational tournament Saturday. Had 13 schools here, wrestled 300 and some odd matches in the day, and good day, very well organized, went extremely well. Our forensics team is underway. They're organizing themselves and getting ready to decide, you know, what their competitive pieces and events are going to be. So yeah, it's super duper busy. Grade school concerts upcoming, and I'm like Kevin, the dates are not here. So go to our website, check our calendar, and it'll be there. I think everybody is excited about the Christmas break coming up, and our last day with students will be Friday, December the 20th.
Okay, very good. And you know, it's interesting with athletics. You guys both had great football seasons here on the boys' side of things. I imagine your basketball teams will have some of the same athletes here. Are we expecting big things here from basketball?
Oh, I think we'll be very competitive in basketball, and I think part of our problem is how late you play football, because a lot of those kids came out for basketball late. You know, so our basketball team is not yet in basketball shape. They haven't been able to work together as much and practice as long. So, yeah, I think our boys will be very competitive, and I think our girls will be extremely competitive.
You know, our girls have started their season out with two wins and are playing very, very well. On our boys, like you said, it's somewhat of an abbreviated practice schedule to get going to the first games. And we're very, very young on the boys' side. We've started the year with two losses with Clay Center last Friday night and Abilene last night. But I've got to look at, you know, we, much like our football team, there wasn't a lot of returning varsity players and on the football team. And by midseason, they hit their stride and really came together, and looking for that to happen with basketball also. Very little varsity court time with any of our varsity players this year. And so they're figuring out their roles, how to work together. And I think you'll see some good basketball before the season's over.
All right, good to hear. Basketball is my favorite of the high school sports. So looking forward to seeing some good basketball in our area here this winter. You know, obviously things kind of fluctuate here. Schedules change. We've talked about postponements and such. How much of that has been COVID-related here? I know we feel like we talk about it every month, but I know that it's just something that doesn't seem to go away. Greg, you want to start there first?
Yeah. Well, our game was postponed from last week because of COVID. The school that we were supposed to play was having some COVID issues, so they asked to postpone. Our COVID numbers fluctuate. The week before Thanksgiving, we had almost nothing. And then this week, we've been slammed. But like we were talking a little bit earlier before we came on the air, this Monday was the 10th day since Thanksgiving. And, of course, this Friday will be the 14th day. The incubation period for the COVID is 10 to 14 days. So we were not surprised with the activity at our testing center on Monday. Or yesterday or today, and we'll have, I'm sure, a large number of cases this week because of the Thanksgiving weekend. So it comes and goes, you know. Like I say, the week before Thanksgiving, we had almost nothing. The week before that, we had quite a few. The week two or three weeks before that, we had almost nothing. So it comes and goes. It fluctuates. I don't know if it has to do with the weather, barometric pressure, what people are doing, you know, how they're gathering. But it's going to be with us. We're going to have to learn how to deal with it.
Yeah. Kevin, how about you?
I think what Greg said at the end is probably the telltale is it's going to be with us. We're going to have to learn how to live with it. It is affecting our programming some. It's affecting, you know, how our kids can participate in school. We do the Test to Stay and Learn program, as does Wamego, which is tremendous for keeping our kids in school and in whatever activities that they are a part of, which is tremendous. But we still have those kiddos who are out for 10 days when they are COVID positive. And it's just something that we've learned to live with. It doesn't make educating kids any easier. It makes it much, much more difficult when either we have our students out or if we have our staff out. It becomes more difficult, but we are doing very, very well within the parameters we have to work with. And I think we'll see those things this year are much different than last year on how we deal with close contacts, how we deal with quarantines. And we'll continue to move forward and make changes. And eventually we'll look back on this much, much brighter than where we were going into it. Much more, educated.
Sure. Yeah. We've learned a lot here in the last almost 2 years with this virus being present. And, you know, obviously vaccines, I know both of you continue to urge folks to talk to their physicians and do what's right for them, and certainly encourage vaccines when necessary. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk some more things going on here with this Wamego and Rock Creek Schools in a moment. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.